What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Marshall Time, episode 59. And bro, this is like one of the first times where we've had something major happen in the sports world. Literally right before we were about to record this show, some big news in NBA drop. Yes, I know the Luka for AD deal was big. We'll talk about that. But the Jimmy Butler drama in Miami is officially over. Jimmy Butler is now a Golden State Warrior. Yes, it'd be Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond in Golden State. So it's a multi-team deal. I'll try to make sense of all of this. So Andrew Wiggins, PJ Tucker, and a protected first-round pick goes to Miami. Dennis Schroeder heading from the Warriors. He'll go to Utah. And then Kyle Anderson goes from Golden State to Toronto. Excuse me. Apparently, it includes the Pistons. Lindy Waters III and Josh Richardson will head to Detroit. So a lot of moving parts, but the biggest name is Jimmy Butler. He's now a Warrior. Let me take a sip of this water. He's now a Warrior, and Andrew Wiggins is a Miami Heat. So we talked about Jimmy Butler, his demands to leave Miami. He got what he wanted. The thought was that he wanted to go to Phoenix Suns, but obviously that did not work out. What's interesting is here, he signed in a two-year extension that will last through 2026-27 season for $121 million. When I first saw this deal, bro, my immediate thought was, oh, wow, he's finally gone. Team up with Steph and Draymond. But I'm like, does it really move the needle for the Warriors? Should the fans be excited? Relying on three guys in their mid-30s is certainly a choice to compete, to be at their best, to be the best players on a nightly basis. Jimmy Butler is going to be 36 in September. He's 35 right now. Steph Curry will be, oh, wow. He'll be 37 next month. that happened quick, right? Like, he's knocking on 40. And Draymond Green will be 35 in March. I look at that Western Conference, the Thunder, the Grizzlies, the Rockets, young guys, guys that can go, depth, athleticism, multidimensional players. I look at that Warriors roster, as great as Steph is, the greatest shooter we've seen, Jimmy Butler, Draymond, like these are great guys, elite players at their best. But when it comes to competing for a championship, it's not going to get it done. Now, I know what they have to do. They had to make moves to appease the fan base. You got to sell those seats, right? And you also got to sell it to Steph and Draymond that, hey, we still value you guys right now. Even though you're closer to the end of your career than the beginning, we still value what you bring to the table and we're trying to compete. They had to do something, right? And so Jimmy Butler was the best they could get, which is not bad because they were thirsty for everybody, bro. Like, we were sending back screenshots like, the Warriors are checking in on this. They're checking in on Nikolai Vucevic. They're checking on, like, they were thirsty. They had to get somebody. And so I'm happy for they got somebody. But I don't think it's enough. It'll grab headlines. It'll be a talking point. There'll be some excitement for a little bit. But then reality will settle in. When you're relying on three guys in their mid-30s, one who's going about to turn 37, and he's a smaller guard to win a championship. You tried, but no, it's not. It's kind of too late to try to fix the wrongs of previous years when it comes to building this roster and missing out on certain guys in the draft. You know what happened, but yeah, nah.
Yeah, you hit it right on the nose. They had to do something. We talked about this before. They had to do something. Jimmy Butler. That's probably the best they could realistically get. They gave up, I'll say it was an equal package. You know, they gave up Wiggins and Schroeder and a pick. Cool. You know, they didn't have to give up too much to get them. It would have been nice if they could have kept Wiggins and Jimmy, but, you know, obviously they weren't, that wasn't going to be likely. For me, I'm just happy that the Jimmy Butler drama is over, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it was way overdue. Like, him with the missing flights and getting suspended and all this talking about, well, I ain't gonna lie, I would have did the same. They said, hey, we're Highsmith starting over him, and he He left practice.
That's where I draw the line. That's why. Salute to Haywood, though. Salute to Haywood, Sixers legend.
That's Delaware Blue Coast legend, actually. I was like, all right, I ain't mad at you, bro, but I'm happy the drama's over. For the Heat, my only question is, what's their direction right now? I don't know what the plan of action is. Shout out to Tyler Herro making All-Star this year. Bam, I think it's time to, like, you know, say what it is. Bam, he's hit his ceiling pretty much as a player. Not to say, you know, of course anybody can get better, but realistically, we know what Bam is. He's a great defender. He can play make a little. He can rebound. Offensive game isn't all the way there, but he can provide you buckets from time to time. That's Bam's game. But he's not a guy you build your team around. Tyler Herro, he's a bucket, right? Good offensive player. He's grown as a point guard, you know, in this role with the Heat. But him as the number one guy isn't really cutting it out either. So it's like, what's the future for the Heat? That's my only question. But like you said, the Warriors did what they had to do. I'm not mad at the move, you know. You know, it'd be cool to see Jimmy play with Draymond, you know, two dogs. See him play with Steph too. So I mean, it's a cool little move.
Yeah, I mean, like, they did what they had to do. They knew they couldn't stand Pat, right? Warriors Twitter has been like crashing out all season. It's funny to see how things started. They're excited about Buddy Hield. I'm like, okay, wait till you see like the Buddy Hield cycle, mm-hmm. and they've gone through that. They're past that. They know who Buddy is right now as a player. Like they're over. Like just like Nets fans with Benjamin Simmons. Like, we all right, okay. Talk to us in at All-Star break, right? Like, talk to us. Steph Curry, and he's an aging superstar. He's not what he once was, but he still can get the job done. But it's too much to rely. You can't put that much on Steph's plate right now. He's a 6'3 guard, turning 30. He's turning 37. I didn't realize. I thought he was turning 36. He's turning 37 next month. Yeah. Like, think about that. Bron's 40. And we talk about how great it is that LeBron's at 40 doing this. Steph's 37, not as big as LeBron, not as athletic as Bron. So you're asking a lot. And so you bring in a Jimmy Butler, which I think is an upgrade from Andrew Wiggins when it comes to just skill, experience, mentality. So Jimmy is going to bring a certain level of toughness and energy to the Warriors team. But can they compete with OKC, Memphis, Houston, Denver, even Dallas, which we'll talk about, right? We're talking about this year only. Like, and so for me, this is the Warriors' last attempt at salvaging the era with Steph and Draymond. Let's just see what it goes. So for me, okay, he signed a 2-year extension. Steph will be 37 next month. So in the next 2 years, we'll see what they do in the offseason. But this is the last attempt at trying to make the most out of a difficult situation. They don't have too many options. You know what I mean? Like, they don't. Unless Jonathan Kuminga and Podzimski, and unless these guys make huge leaps that just hasn't happened yet as far as on a consistent basis, I just don't see it. So we go from one Western Conference team to two Western Conference teams. So I woke up Sunday morning, kind of, I had a lot of notifications. I think you texted me, right?
I did.
I had a lot of notifications. I had a lot of texts. I was like, wait. First of all, why do I have so many notifications on my phone? What happened? And I saw what you said, Luka, the Luka and AD trip. I'm like, wait, what? I had just watched the Lakers and Knicks game. What happened? This is probably the most shocking trade that I've ever seen. Like, you're dealing with two superstars, yes. But there wasn't any – usually there's rumors. There's sort of like talks that you'll hear and you'll see, like, okay, such and such may be on the block. He's requested a trade. There was no mention of the Lakers even thinking about trading Anthony Davis, and definitely not trading Luka Doncic from the Mavericks after just making the finals, winning the Western Conference last year. Luka's what, 25 years old?
Yep.
This is a guy who put up 70 points in a game. This is a guy who has carried this team – do some playoff battles. He's your franchise. After Dirk Nowitzki, it's Luka. The fans love him. A fan favorite. Like, he's a guy that he's one of those type of players where you know you have a chance because at any given moment, he can go off. We've had some time to think about it and digest it. I want to tackle this through different angles, bro. So first, we got to talk about the Mavericks side of things. Make no mistake about it, Anthony Davis is one of the best players in the league. The GM, Nico, has pretty much said, look, we know what the window is, right? It's these next couple years. You better win a championship. Or at least compete. Because if you don't, he knows he, you're done. You're done. You don't trade an all-NBA player who has yet to reach his prime. I don't care what issues he has. As long as it's not legal issues, you just don't do it. Yes, okay, he's not in the best of shape, but he's been in good enough shape to cook some of the league's best players. Has Zion been able to be that? Has Joel Embiid been able to do that? Luka's made a championship series. Let's just be honest. Can we just be real about it? The Pelicans haven't traded Zion yet. Joel Embiid is still a Sixer. We're still trusting the process, as cooked as it is. So for me, the Mavericks, you better win. You at this point, these next 2-3 years, you have to, because Kyrie is, he's getting there. Like he's getting up there, right? AD is getting up there. Oh, also, he deals with injuries as well. And so I see what they're trying to do as far as just that front court. You're banking all of it on AD, Gafford, Derek Lively, Kyrie Irving being the dynamic playmaker, and then a bunch of other guys who maybe can help out. Klay Thompson can still shoot the rock a little bit. But for me, I wouldn't have done it. It's so short-sighted as a franchise for you to give up on a guy who has shown what he is at his best, a top five player in the league. And now you're taking away what made you guys so special is that you had two basketball Jedis on the backcourt. Kyrie and Luka are just, they're basketball Jedis. Like what they're able to do, the angles that they're able to create shots, the passing. So now when it comes to that backcourt, Luka's gone, so who steps up in that hierarchy? You can't replace that Luka Doncic production. What if Kyrie gets hurt? Hopefully he doesn't, but what if? Then what? Spencer Dinwiddie? They better win. That's what I have to say when it comes to the Mavericks. Anthony Davis will make them a formidable team. I still think they are respectable. But in the long term, I just don't like the trade. I want to see how the rest of those guards pick up the slack, because that's a major, major loss in that backcourt, right? And you're going to put so much pressure on Kyrie to create for others. And I think at some point that might have a limit. We talk about Luka's defense. I'm sorry, he wasn't strapping up anybody in the finals last year either. Kyrie wasn't. So how do you solve your defensive problems in the backcourt? How do you solve that? That problem is still there. Klay Thompson is not defending like he used to. So just questions.
Yeah, well, for me, before I texted you, I was actually driving. So, you know, I hadn't been on my phone. I was driving, had the GPS on. And when I got to my destination, I got a text from my boy. He was like, yo, did you see what happened? You know, I didn't know what he was talking about. I'm like, no, what happened? He like, the trade. I'm like, what trade? Talking about Luka for AD. What? Yeah. It's my face right here. What?
Yeah.
So I get on my phone. When I see all over Twitter, Instagram, I'm just sitting there like, hell. You know, I put on YouTube. They got Stephen A. Smith talking on ESPN, all that. And then shortly, you know, we get the, we get Nico Harrison's point of view.
Yeah.
And I read what he was saying, and I'm like, yeah, you're saying the right things basketball-wise, but you don't trade Luka for AD. Nah. Like, if you're going to trade Luka, I need to be getting somebody that's close in age to him and close in level to him. Mm-hmm. I need to be getting a Giannis, a Tatum, an SGA. A Yoke, somebody, I'm not trading him for AD. AD's a great player, but we know what it is. He's older now, and he's injury prone. Bottom line. Then, you know, we start seeing reports about Luka's weight. We start seeing reports about his defense. Now, I'm going to get to his defense because I talked about this before. Luka has a major flaw in his game. It's real. It's real. He's not good on defense. He's lazy. He likes to complain to the refs, doesn't get back on defense. It's a flaw. And I'm a Luka Doncic fan. I love his game. I like him as a player. But it's true. He has a major flaw in his game, and the Celtics exposed it in the finals. But we look at how special he is on offense, and you look at his age. I'm banking on him improving all of that. I'm banking on him improving his conditioning. I'm banking on him buying into defense. You guys have Jason Kidd as a head coach, one of the best defensive all-around point guards ever. I you know, put your trust in him that he'll get Luka on the right page with that. It takes time. He made his first finals. It takes time. So them doing that move just seemed like I still don't get, like, because to me it's like this. I still don't think they're going to win this year.
They're not. They're not.
They're not going to win this year, and I don't see them winning next year unless they get another free agent with them. So in my opinion, it's like, from the Mavs standpoint, the more I think about it, do you think this puts you over the hump? If anything, like, okay, cool. When we play, but when they play OKC now, yeah, they're going to be able to match up, you know, big man wise. They're going to have AD. He gets to play the four, Lively, Gafford. They're going to match up size wise, but SGA is going to cook, like, bro. And who are you going to have to, like, I love Kyrie. I love Kyrie, but what Luka brings to the offense all around, not just scoring, I'm talking about playmaking, getting everyone involved, and just all the attention he can create from the post, mid-range three.
There are certain shots that Luka makes that you can't account for.
Yeah, and it's the same with Kyrie too, but it's just like it's just different. It's just different. Like, it's I don't know how to explain it. And another thing, we've seen Kyrie as the number one guy. Like, I'm not even saying he's number one guy right now because him and AD is like kind of neck and neck. But when it comes to like scoring, he's the best scorer on the team. So we've seen it. We've seen that, you know, now he's older now. This happened when he was much younger. You know, he's changed a little bit. So, you know, I'm curious to see it. But I'm not trading, like, yes, I saw he said defense wins championship. That's his belief. Yes, it does. But you still, like, Luka's just special, bro. I don't know about that one. And then it's cool for AD, though. I like to see him go back to the four, like he's been complaining about. I want to see – he just better do whatever he thinks he's going to do at the four, because I was tired of hearing him complain. Like, bro, you play for the Lakers. Y'all want a chip. And then, you know what I mean? I know you was at the four back then. But, bro, keep hooping. Like, stop the complaints. You know what I mean? And that's that's the reason the Lakers got rid of him. You know, and it, you know, Lakers came up. We'll talk about their side in a second. But for the Mavs side, I'm just like, I just don't get it. To me, it's like, if you really have these concerns, fine. Which, and it's the, like, you don't only trade him for 80. They didn't even listen. They didn't get, they, you know what I mean? We look at what the Clippers got for PG. They were able to build the team that we see today. I mean, the Thunder, but the Thunder got for PG. They built the team that they got today off of that package. The Mavericks, they're not building, you know what I mean? They just replaced Luka with AD.
Rudy Gobert got traded for more.
Yeah.
What, five, you know what, first rounders?
So it's like, why are you not listening? Like, why are you not listening to other teams? That's my only question. Like, with
the fix, so the fix was so in.
People got the conspiracies, you know. You know,
can't help but think about that.
Yeah, because it's just like, why would you not listen to, even that they, even how they kept Danny Ainge out of the know about who the third team was. You know what I mean?
Fix was
like
in, bro.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy. So I don't,
I think of it like, as a Sixers fan, imagine them trading AI at the peak of his, like, I would be over it as a young Sixer. Like, what?
Yeah, I feel for the Mavericks fans. I remember when we traded MCW as a rookie.
Yeah.
After his rookie season, I was hurt.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even nowhere near Luka. I was just hurt because that was our rookie and he was turned his first year. I was hurt.
They have a right to be upset. And it's so short sighted. Okay. You get Anthony Davis, you have Kyrie Irving. I get it. Defensively, defense wins championships. We understand this. But we know come playoff time, bro, you need shot makers. And what made the Mavs so special, they had two of those guys. Big shot makers, too. Right? You take one of that away, You're not as potent. Kyrie is great. Don't get it twisted. But is that enough to uplift the backcourt that includes Klay Thompson, Spencer Dinwiddie, Max Christie, who I really like as a young player? Is that enough for Dante Exum, right? Like, you have nice pieces, Najee Marshall. Like, I like these guys. They just got Caleb Martin from the Sixers. We'll see if he's able to get healthy and get back out there. But I just – if you don't win these next 2 years – okay, Nico, you're saying defense wins championships. Well, what if your defense doesn't win a championship these next 2 years? What are you left with? Oh, in 2 years, Luka's only 27. Luka has way more runway. Luka doesn't have to win this year, next year, or the year after. He can win at 29. You feel me? I will give Nico this credit, though. And this has been my beef for a lot of NBA front offices. We'll talk about Chicago. I will give Nico the credit for being bold, right? If you see something, like, everybody has their own opinion on basketball and what can work, what's not going to work, right? He saw an issue. He's like, look, I don't like Luka's focus on defense. He's not committed. He's not committed to being at his best physically. He got to go. If more teams would do that instead of hesitating and doing this in and out thing, a lot of teams would be in a better position. I'm talking about you, Chicago Bulls. Look what you got for Zach LaVine. I'm talking to you, the Sixers. You're playing with it. With Embiid, you're doing it. Zion Williamson and Pelicans, you're doing it. So even though I don't agree with what he did, I applaud his conviction. That's how I would want to be as a GM. Oh, I don't like what I saw. I just got a feeling that this isn't going to work. You may not be at your best here. We talked about it with Ben Simmons, right? He may not be able to develop into his best in Philly, so why are we wasting our time and his time here? Joel Embiid. What if 2 years ago we say, look, he's not committed to being at his best. Maybe we just don't have the right environment for him. Okay. We're wasting his time, we're wasting our time. Let's get him to a situation where he can thrive and that we can start building this thing up right. So I salute to Nico for having that courage. But this isn't the move, bro. this isn't it. If it works out, if they win a championship this year or next year, he's a genius. To me, it's a failure. This trade is a failure if they fail to make the finals this year or next year. They don't have to win it because at that point, who knows? But if they don't at least win the West, it's a total failure. It's a total failure. You got 2 years. You got 2 years to get it right. But if not, they have nothing to show for it. Now onto the Lakers. You get saved again. Rob Pelinka, I'm not the biggest fan of you as a GM. But you were gifted. You should thank God because y'all were looking cooked for the future. The first thought that came to mind for the Lakers was not this year, not even next year. This was after LeBron. They now have the Lakers thrive off of having megastars. They got Luka. Luka in LA. You know those jerseys are going to sell. Like, the Lakers love the flashy. It's showtime. It's Hollywood. It's glitz. It's glamour. His play style is going to captivate that fan base. And they finally have a guy who can take the mantle. AD is not built for that. But Luka is built to carry a franchise. Now, Luka's the best player. For me, this is Luka's time to sort of take the pressure off LeBron. Like, LeBron, I got this. It's not Luka's response to me. It's not Luka's responsibility to fit in. It's LeBron's responsibility to figure out how can I make this work. Maybe I don't have control of the ball as much because we know Luka's at his best when he has the ball. Same with LeBron. But LeBron, you got to figure out a way to play off the ball and figure it out. I think they can make it work because they're two basketball geniuses. Let's not overthink this. They're two great basketball minds. My question is, this roster is still heavily flawed. A backcourt of Austin Reeves and Luka Doncic is barbecue chicken for any backcourt. Jackson Hayes cannot be the only front court presence that you have. Jared Vanderbilt, Dorian Finney-Smith, this roster is still incomplete. But for me, for the Lakers, yeah, you got your guy for the next decade. For me, this was a move for the future. Because if I'm Rob Pelinka, if you're calling me up, giving me Luka for AD and that's it pretty much, I'm not even thinking twice. Like, how do we sign the papers? Let's get this done. But yeah, the Lakers are set for both LeBron. Like, once LeBron leaves, Luka, it's all you. So congratulations, Lakers. You did it again. You got gifted. You got handed another superstar. Like, whatever. I'm over it.
Yeah, it's funny the way it came about too. Like, they said that Nico and Rob Pelinka already had a relationship, and one day they were joking, or they were talking and jokingly. I guess it was Rob Pelinka. He was like, "Yeah, that's like you trading. Would you trade AD for Luka?" Like, they were just, theoretically talking. And Nico was like, "You know what? Maybe I would." And then, it got more serious over time, and here we are. That's just crazy to me.
That's nasty.
Yeah, I mean, the Lakers won it. As far as now, you mean hindsight is going to be 2020 once, everything, falls out or whatever. But I'm excited to see what Luka can learn from LeBron as far as taking care of your body, staying, in shape, staying in top condition. That's what this is about for me. Luka's going to excel in the Lakers, and he has a lot to prove, like, as if he needed anything else to do. Like, it's funny because Luka, he's a fan favorite. You know what I mean? He's already... he came in the league cooking, playoffs cooking. He's a great player. Everybody knows he's going to be an all-time great as long as he stays healthy, stays consistent. But now it's like he got that extra battery in his back, and he got Bron, one of the GOATs, able to, be a mentor to him. So, and it's somebody that, Luka has been on record saying he looked up to. So, it's pretty cool for him. It's pretty cool to see how they play together. It's going to be some exciting, basketball to watch. Yeah. This year, like you said, unless they make a move for a big man, they're not going to win. They're not going to win that many games. They're going to make the playoffs just off the strength. It's Luka and Bron. Yeah. But I don't like them, beating anybody, anybody strong in the playoffs. But like you said, it's a good move for their future. And the thing about the Lakers is, we always know whenever, they don't have anybody, they're going to find a way because it's the history. It's L.A. Now you got Luka. Now it's like, bro. Anybody can go. Now it makes me question, what is Bron going to do? Because we know Bron, has been saying, his last year might be coming up. But me and you both know that Bron, he could go another 2, 3, even 4 easily, years if he wanted to.
Easily.
So now that Luka's there, what does he do? Does he say, now I'm going to stay? You got Luka. And it's going to take a lot of pressure off him now, too, because Luka is that guy. So it's going to be better for his body. There, like I said, and if any, all these free agents that are coming up, if they see Luka and Bron on the team, bro, they're sliding. Yeah. I don't care who it is. Yeah. They're going to think about sliding. So it's going to be really funny to see, how this all plays out. But it's an A-plus job for the Lakers. I mean, you can't turn that down.
Listen, Rob Pelinka, you really didn't do much for this deal. I can't give you credit for this one. Sorry, but I can't. You still funny in the light to me, bro. I just can't. anybody that watches basketball would have said yes to this. It doesn't take a it doesn't take a genius mind to understand, AD for a 25-year-old all-pro future Hall of Famer, a guy who just dropped 70. Was it? He dropped 70. Was it last year he dropped 70 in the game?
Yeah, 70. It was last year.
It was last year? What are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? And it's L.A.? I already got my – because after – you got to think. If they didn't make this trade, how are they going to pivot from post-LeBron? You can't. Yep. You're not winning a championship with Anthony Davis as your best player. That's been proven, right? So, yeah, you got Dallas on one hand. In Dallas, you got fans that are devastated, crying their tears out, crashing out. You got Lakers fans. You were just Christmas in February, bro. I feel like most of the major dealings happen in the Western Conference. Another deal that I think should be given more attention. I'm really excited about this one. De'Aaron Fox to the Spurs, and guess what? The Spurs still were able to keep Stephen Castle, Keldon Johnson, Devin Vassell, Jeremy Sochan. They were able to keep all of their core young pieces to team up with Wimby and to get De'Aaron Fox, who is, listen, he may not be a household name, but those who follow the game know De'Aaron Fox is a special player. When it comes to fourth quarter, one of the best clutch performers, has amazing speed, is able to put pressure on the defense, can stop on a dime and pull up for that jumper in the mid-range, that foul line area, can attack. I'm excited. I think what this does is, obviously, it provides a dynamic point guard for Wemby, but it also puts guys in their proper place when it comes to, I'm always about the hierarchy on a basketball team. You got Wemby, you got Fox. Everybody else can get in line. Devin Vassell can get in his proper place, right? Keldon Johnson can get into his proper place. And so for me, the Spurs, I think, can make a playoff run this year. Like, I really believe in De'Aaron Fox that much that they can, if they can get into the play-in situation, I think they can find themselves in the playoffs. This is a great deal for now, but definitely for the future. Now for the Spurs, you talk about having Wemby and Fox, you can start adding maybe a third piece to that, and maybe you have a sort of like your own big trio now. In addition to those elite role players that I think Keldon Johnson and Devin Vassell and Jeremy Sohan can develop into, and Castle, I think Castle's going to be really good too. And so maybe he's that third piece of the big trio that they're looking for. Maybe he'll develop into that, but I'm excited about what he'll bring to the table. But, man, yeah, the Spurs are going to be a problem. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's a great move for them. Move that, you know, we heard about, we heard rumblings about for, you know, a week or two or so. I'm glad that it got done. D-Fox is cool, bro. People forget that Kings run away, went to the playoffs. People had, you know, kind of forgot, died down because they haven't been back to playoffs and they were struggling this year.
Yeah.
But D-Fox is cool. We're talking about a guy who came into the league, was, you know, he was turnt in college, you know, outplayed Lonzo every time they matched up. Had to work on his jumper. He worked on it. Jumper is pretty decent now. Good defender, blazing speed, like you said. Good playmaker. You know what I mean? And he's clutch. Like, what more could you want as your starting point guard of the future? Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I think the Spurs, to me, they just need that glue guy. If it's on the roster already, it might be Castle. I think it could be.
Castle could be that guy.
Play defense, hit timely shots, make good plays when it's needed. They just need that glue guy. And, you know, they just need the other young guys to improve. They need Sochan to work on his three. They need Keldon Johnson to be more consistent. I like Vassell's game already. I just feel like he could be more efficient at times. But now, who knows, he might be able to be more efficient with a point guard like D-Fox. Or he might be able to, you know, come into the game and, you know, knock down shots, get on a nice little run, you know, a little heat wave. So it's definitely a good move for them. I'm excited to see, you know, how they progress in the future. But it's going to do wonders for Wemby's game too. Like, bro, playing with a point guard like that, that's going to be fun basketball to watch, bro. Like, them just running up and down the court. Because Wemby, you know, he's quick for his size too, bro. I mean, he can get down the court in a few strides. Same like the Fox, it just looks different because, you know, their height. But, you know, if you know basketball, that's a messy duo. They just got to, you know, fill the rest of their roster out. And what better organization to do it with than the Spurs? I mean, that's what I'm really excited about, just to see the Spurs get revived again. Like, basketball is always better when the Spurs are lit.
And De'Aaron, he wants to be there, right? And so the energy that he'll bring just being in a place where he wants to be, he's from Texas, you know what I mean? So he feels comfortable. And just the resurgence of energy that it'll bring to guys like a Wemby and the other younger guys, right? Like, it's, yeah, I think, like I said, I think, you know, they can compete for a playoff spot this year. I'm excited. And they also kept CP3, right, who can still sort of be like a veteran presence. Harrison Barnes is, you know, he's the ultimate pro. And so I like the makeup of this team. I'm excited to see what they can do this season. But for me, this is obviously another future play as well. So this is a great job for the Spurs. They need to keep – I could have swore they would have had to let up on a couple of those young guys, like Keldon, Vassell. I didn't think they would want to give up Castle just because he's only a rookie and he's showing so much promise. But I thought Keldon and Vassell were going to be out of there. If you're getting a guy like De'Aaron Fox, like, that's an all-star level talent player. And you didn't have to give up anything, right? So one other question. Are the Kings just Western Conference? Are they just Western Conference Chicago Bulls now with LaVine? And
that's literally that's what it literally is. I hope they don't stay like that forever, because it looked like, you know, they was trending out of poverty, you know, once they made the playoffs, but they then took 10 steps back. So I don't know. Shout out to Malik Monk though. He hooping this year. I love to see. Yeah. But
it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know what their vision is, bro. I really don't. It's concerning me. I don't know.
They don't have the visions now. Because when we look at the makeup of the roster, LaVine, DeRozan, Domantas Sabonis, those guys are like win now players. So the vision is now, but they don't really have it. Like, it's just like the Warriors, right? Like, they they have to think about now, but we know in reality, they really, the ceiling, there's a cap because defensively, what are they doing defensively? It's the same issues. Defensively, what problem have you solved?
Yeah, I don't think I'm feeling what they, I ain't feeling it.
I don't know what they're
doing. It's just a whole bunch of names on the roster to me.
It's like, fantasy basketball. It's fantasy, just like, it's fantasy basketball. Like, I'm not it's feeling just, it. So, yeah, I just, whatever. In Chicago, what did they get? You know, do you remember what they got?
I don't know what they didn't, I don't know. They got their pick back. That's all I know.
You played yourselves.
They got their pick back, and that's good for them because they need it. Shout out Matas. It's time for him to hoop. Shout out to him. 24 points. Didn't miss a shot last night. I'm excited about him. When you talk to me about the Bulls, talk about that or talk about Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg.
Don't talk to me about anything else.
Hey, but here, look. I know we've been hard on the Bulls, and you know I've been cooking them. But congratulations. Now you can fully start the process of bottoming out. You still got Vucevic. You got to let off that. You can't really fully lean into it when you still got Vucevic on the roster. So we got to let off that. Maybe they'll try to trade Kobe White. I don't know. I like him as a player, but he still might win you a couple games with Vucevic. But if you want to bottom out fully, still a couple moves that need to be made. I think I just got a notification. Hold on. It involves the Bulls. Hold on for a second. Oh, this happened in real time. The Bulls have agreed to a 2-year, $20 million extension with Lonzo Ball. I don't know what that does. Okay, I guess.
Cool.
Happy for Lonzo.
Lonzo. After the injury. You know, they were saying he might never play ball again. So
That's fine. Good for Lonzo, but Chicago, I don't know.
Yeah. Matas Buzelis, for you guys that don't really watch ball, I like him. I think he's going to be nice. Shout out Cooper Flagg and all those guys. Harper.
Dylan Harper.
Edgecombe.
Trey Johnson. And then you got A.J. DeBanza, Darren Peterson. Yeah, we already thinking about 2026, 2027 class.
I honestly think the Bulls are about to get blessed with Cooper Flagg. I feel like the NBA is going to bless them. You know, they need another guy in Chicago. They need that next star. I feel like they're about to bless them with Cooper Flagg.
I sure hope they bless the Sixers.
Well, we got to bless ourselves first.
I hope they, you know. What team – here's a question. What team would you want to see – outside of the Sixers, what team would you want to see? I already said the Hornets. What team would you love to see Cooper Flagg on?
We said the Hornets.
Yeah.
I would like to see him on the Bulls just to see him to go to a city like Chicago, a basketball city that's going to love him. I don't want to see him on the Wizards. I don't.
You know, it'd be sick.
I don't. What?
Don't the Spurs own the Hawks pick?
Not sure. Might.
My mind is working.
But the thing with these picks, a lot of them are protected and stuff. So we don't know. It's too much that's going on.
I'm looking up some things. Hold on. Yeah, it says 2025 via Atlanta. No protections.
Atlanta's 9-seed right now. So
the basketball sick on me will somehow want the Hawks to finish bottom, and then the Spurs once again win the lottery and get Coop Flag. So you got De'Aaron Coop.
I ain't gonna lie, NBA do that. We know it's rigged. Because there ain't no way. The Hawks won't be like a terrible top five bottom team. You know what I mean? They'll be that team that's sneaking into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So if they give them a Cooper Flagg, we know it's real. Like, you can't even
mess with that. That'd be crazy. The Hornets, that's my basketball scenario.
Yeah, I just don't want them to go to Washington. For some reason, I just don't. I can't even picture him in a Wizards jersey. I don't like what they got going. Like, I like Bilal. I like, Sarr might be cool, but I just don't want him there. I don't know.
Let me think.
I could see him in Portland, too.
Portland will be interesting.
Give me a Portland vibe.
Yeah, Shaden, Scoop. I'm not sure what they want to do with Simons. Maybe New Orleans. New Orleans is pretty bad this year. Trey Murphy's been hooping.
I really wish the Pistons stopped winning some of these games, and maybe they could get them.
Oh, they're out of there. Yeah. They out of there. All right, well, look, like I said, a lot of trades that still could happen. So maybe we might have to have an emergency pop before the deadline happens in the NBA, 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time on Thursday. But yeah, Butler to the Warriors, Wiggins to the Heat, Luka to the Lakers, AD to the Mavs, De'Aaron Fox to the Spurs, Zach LaVine to the Kings. I think we got the major players. We were all caught up until the deadline. Who knows what can happen? The NBA, one thing about the NBA, even during Super Bowl week, they will find a way to make headlines. I got to respect it. Respect it. But thank you guys for watching and listening. Don't forget, check us out on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you stream your content. We are there. Thank you guys for watching, and go Birds.
Go Birds.